Share number two, continuing learning Shaar Bitachon of Chayves HaLevavos. So the Chayves HaLevavos had said that the next step after Avodas Elikim is the most necessary and important quality of the Avod Elikim is a Betech Ba'Hashem. Now the Chayves HaLevavos is going to explain five benefits that the Baal HaBitachon gains. We will first say the benefits outside, and then we will learn them inside the Chayves HaLevavos. The first one he's going to say is that a person who has Bitachon is free from worries and has Menuchas HaNefesh, has a serene life. He's not tense, he's not nervous. He's calm, he's free from worries. The second benefit is that he is not dependent on people. And if he's not dependent on people, he doesn't have to flatter them, he doesn't have to dance to their tune, he doesn't have to do things that are incorrect just to earn his paycheck or in order to gain people's trust and help, because he knows that it's not the person who he's trying to flatter who is the one who is providing for him, it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, a Baal HaBitachon is not dependent on people. Number three is he has Archavas Hadas. He has what's called, translate Archavas Hadas, is a broadened outlook, that he's free from worries to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without distraction. Number four, he's happy with his lot in life. And number five, he's not going to be influenced by money. Money causes people to do a lot of different things. It blinds them. And a person who's a Betech Ba'Hashem will not be influenced by money. These are the five benefits that the Chayves HaLevavos enumerates that the Baal HaBitachon has. So let's look inside and see what he says. Achas atayalo shiyesh lo ivir Hashem mehabitachon la'asog ha'shlemus batera v'avoidas Hashem. He, one of the great benefits that the Beteach Ba'Hashem, the ivir Hashem, gets from bitachon, shayideshu Beteach belikov, that through the fact that he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Beteach in Hashem, k'moysho ever chayev livtoyach al adoinov, he is like a slave who relies on his master. Yesh lo menuchas hanefesh mehadaigas. So he has menuchas hanefesh, he has no worries, he has tranquility, that he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like an Eved relies on his master and knows that he'll have food, he'll have clothing, he'll have a job. And therefore, since he doesn't have to worry about that, he could focus on his obligations of what he has to do to serve his master. So too, a Oyved Hashem, who is Beiteach in Hashem, he is also free from his worries. V'yochol lismaser la'avodas Hashem. And therefore he is able to give himself over to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning to do his job properly, to fulfill his obligations towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is his master. Now the Chayves HaLevavos continues and he says, V'yefshu lo'y lo'odom li'ois mishukhrer midaigais ela imhu Beiteach Ba'Hashem. It's impossible for a person to be free of worries unless he is Beiteach Ba'Hashem. Mipneishim hu lo'y Beiteach Belekim hu Beiteach b'mashehu acher. Every person relies on someone. Every person is Beiteach in something or in some power. It's impossible, he says. So therefore, if a person is not Beiteach Belekim, he is going to have to be Beiteach in something else. And here, the Chayves HaLevavos, Oy Bivnei Adam, whether he's relying on other people, Oy Ba'Ashrei, he's relying on his wealth, Oy B'Chay Chamasai V'Kaychai, or he's relying on his wisdom, or on his strength, V'Chadayma, he has to rely on something. A person has to rely on something. And if he's not relying completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means he's being Beiteach in something else for his successes and to help him. And here says the Chayves HaLevavos, and I'm going to read not the words from the Lev Toiv, but the original words of the Chayves HaLevavos in the Lashon HaKodesh, because It's a very powerful sentence, and it's one that is a classic sentence attributed to the Chavos HaLevavos, so we should learn it in the way it's quoted throughout the different Svarim. Umi shebeiteach bezulas Hashem, and anyone who relies on something else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meiser ho'alekim hashkachase me'eilav u'meniach oisoi biyad mi shebatach alav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his hashkacha from that person and he leaves him in the hands of the one that he relied on. If a person is beteach in something else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no problem. That's what you want to be beteach in. That is what you're going to have to rely on. And the reason is because bitachin is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has bitachin, Hashem is in his picture. But if Hashem is not invited into your picture, if there's no kesher between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person doesn't want to have that kesher, he has a kesher with something else, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I'm not invited, no problem. You're able to be left in the hands of those that you want to be invited into your life and into your party. So if a person is always going to be beteach in something, says the Chavos HaLevavos, and if it's not a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he chooses to be beteach in other things, a Kaddish Baruch Hu removes that Ashkacha Pratis, and he gives him over in the hands of that thing or that person or whatever else it is that the person is beteach. And he continues and he says, V'yiyeh k'moy eile shenemar aleim. We're back in the Leiv Taif. And he will be like these that the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Kishtayim rois asa ami. My nation did two bad things towards me. Oisi ozvu mekar mayim chayim. The first thing is, they left me on the source of mayim chayim, of pure, fresh spring water. Lach seiv lahem boris boris nishbarim. Not only did they just leave the Mekar Mayim Chayim, they went to dig for Boiris Nishbarim, worthless sources of water. Boiris is a pit, well, that's Nishbarim, it's broken, it's worthless. So not only did you leave the Mekar Mayim Chayim, what you tried to exchange it for was Boiris Nishbarim, worthless broken sources. The mashal for this is, you have a person from a village, a primitive village, and he once saved the life of the mayor of a large city. And the mayor told him, as a reward, I want you to come to my big city, and I'll give you anything you ask for. So, at the mayor's house, he saw a faucet, and you turn on the faucet, and water comes out. So he said, wow, it's a meridika thing. So he said, he decided what he wanted. He wants the faucet. So the mayor says, no problem. Are you sure? He couldn't figure out what he wanted it for. He says, this is what I want. So he took the faucet and he went back to his village and he invited the whole town to come and see the magical faucet. Everyone would have all the water that they need. And he went and he turned the knob and nothing came out. And he was very embarrassed. And then he grew angry. The mayor lied to me. So he ran back to the mayor and says, you cheated me. The mayor says, no, I didn't cheat you. The faucet only works if it's connected to a source of water. But if you're turning on a faucet that's not connected to anything, or it's connected to the sewer, that's what you're going to get, either nothing, or even worse, you're going to get sewer water. When you say, you left the Mekar Mayim Chayim, we have a faucet that feeds us Mekar Mayim Chayim, it gives us Mayim Chayim. However, instead, Klal Yisrael left that faucet, and in exchange, what did we get? Boiris Nishbarim, broken things, an empty faucet. That's what the Chavos HaLevavos means over here. A person who trades in his bitachon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only leaving the Mekar Mayim Chayim, he has an empty faucet, it's more than that. He has a faucet of Boiris Nishbarim, a broken faucet, nothing's going to come out. V'nemar v'yamiru eskevoidam. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, that you switched me, you switched the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for what? for the form of an axe that eats grass. It can't do anything. It can't provide anything for you. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You want to be Beteach in me? I'm the Makar Mayim Chayim. If not, there's always going to have to be some bitachon. Everyone relies on something. And if you're relying on something else, that's Beiris Nishbarim. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but if that's what you want, that's what we said, the Chayvas Halavav says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're going to get. And Bezus Hashem, we will continue next time.